Mercury and manipulation is something that's currently playing out across the collective. As we move from the age of Pisces, where everything was hidden, to the age of Aquarius, where everything has to come to light, truth, freedom, knowledge, our own personal enlightenment, we have an upcoming retrograde on the 30th of January, which is the first retrograde, Mercury retrograde of the year, and it spans Aquarius season and Pisces season. And whilst a Mercury in retrograde gets a bad rap, Mercury in retrograde is a really good time to revisit and realign and reassess how you communicate in every aspect of life. And while themes of manipulation continue to play out across the collective, because this is a very old Piscean way, Mercury often gets a bad rap. In mythology, he was known as the trickster. He rules over Gemini and Virgo, and it is often said that Geminis can be two-faced and manipulative. But to those who sit within the Gemini archetype, to the evolved signs of the Geminis, this allows them to transmute into multidimensionality and multidimensional self. A manipulation is always deemed as a bad thing. Really, it is controlled information, and sometimes information needs to be controlled. If the information is controlled and it is for gain, then becomes the malicious side of manipulation. And as we move through the manipulation into expansive truth, expansive freedom, your own enlightenment, which is the age of Aquarius, things are going to come to light in terms of how you've been manipulated in past relationships, in business, social media, and just in general where you have been manipulated. And that in turn will bring up feelings around having been manipulated, which can be very heavy, dark, and complex. Ultimately, be used as a tool for your evolution. And we'll also have you asking questions of where you have actually been the manipulator yourself. Mercury rules over our communication, rules over emails, daily exchanges, how the media is played out, what content comes through your phone, what social media accounts that you follow. The veil is very thin between manipulation at the moment because of the change of the astrological age. And what that means is that we are all able to see quite clearly where we have been manipulated. And the word manipulation can come with a trigger, especially if you've ever been accused of manipulation, or you are even wise to your own behavior around how you manipulate. And the knock-on effect is that where you've been lied to, have you been the liar? And being called a liar is always massively triggering, but we can also change the language around that so it's not as bad. We can change that to lack of transparency. And really, that's what Mercury is. He is highlighting the lack of transparency around certain subjects, topics that are coming up in the collective at the moment. Mainstream media lacks transparency. Some social media accounts that you follow lack transparency. And how is this manifested? And it can manifest in lots of different ways. And baseline manipulation can look like manipulating Instagram's algorithm, can look like manipulating your followers. And that manipulation and that lack of transparency is now more evident and clearly to see than ever before. We're all able to see the followers to likes to video views manipulation that sweeps social media, but this has now become a societal norm that it is okay to manipulate people into thinking that you are more popular than you actually are. And do we not do ourselves a disservice when we even lie to ourselves, manipulate ourselves, have a lack of transparency with ourselves? Sometimes the worst revelation around that is when you have realized in those moments that not even you are who you say you are or who you thought you were, because you manipulated yourself or you had a lack of transparency around yourself with who you actually are. And it brings up so much different language around perception of who you are, disillusionment around who you are, and again, just themes of manipulation and lack of transparency. And a lack of transparency could be even around the things that you sell. the things that you claim to be able to do for people. As we move into the Aquarius age, there needs to be more transparency and less manipulation around what humans are physically and mentally and emotionally and spiritually capable of. If you sell healing, there needs to be transparency around how you came to your gifts, be able to heal, and is that not a massive statement that we are healers? We're here to heal the collective, but we have not healed ourselves. Where is the transparency around that? Is this not just a old timeline and an old virtual reality that is still playing out, where we claim to heal people and our savior complex kicks in because it's down to us to heal people? We're going to let that age of Aquarius rock up and kick in and treat people with accountability and have that transparency that it is your job to heal yourself, rather than ask the question of why do we look outside of ourselves to be healed, and did we just manipulate ourselves into thinking that we are unable to heal ourselves? So looking at where you have been manipulated, where you have been accused of being manipulative, where you lack transparency, where you see other people lacking transparency, and using your discernment as we move through this astrological age and where that sits for you. If you ever have been manipulated, or if you have been in a friendship, relationship, situationship where there has been a lack of transparency, then you will know more than anybody how much A, that is hurtful, B, that ruins self-confidence, self-worth, and C, it plays with every value system and structure and security that you have in place and have had in place since you were a child. And asking yourself, do the questions of manipulation, lack of transparency, why would anyone do this? Why would I do this? In essence, is to control outcomes. Whenever we are without the full disclosure and full information on anything, it is mainly because the outcome is trying to be controlled, and we enter into new realms of language, perception, control, manipulation, lack of transparency, and all these things are coming up in the collective. They're coming up to be healed, to come out, to be seen, to be exposed, and that's really what Mercury does. He is a trickster. And when we don't have that lack of transparency around our actions, our words, our business, our relationship, Mercury is here to reveal that in the most spectacular way. And as he heads into retrograde within Aquarius season, which is all around friendship groups, this upcoming retrograde, we should now be able to use our discernment around where we have been manipulated, where we have had a lack of transparency, moving with the Aquarian energy of needing that transparency, that truth, that freedom, that lack of control. It's going to allow that upcoming retrograde to sit quite nicely for you, understanding where you may have manipulated yourself, where you may not have full transparency around who you are, your message, what you bring, your communication, how you communicate that. Really, what these themes are saying is now it's time for that transparency, because now we are seeing it. And when we see it in the full light of day, we can really see it for what it is. It's not always bad, but sometimes it's needed just to clear the path and understand the themes that are coming up. And as always, and as citizens of the world and humans of humanity, one thing we should always try and do is definitely manipulate people into A, thinking for themselves, being themselves, and being the best version of themselves. That is the kind of manipulation that I like. It's the kind of manipulation that Mercury wants you to have. And it's kind of the theme of this Mercury in retrograde, is how can we lift others up through manipulation of beliefs, but healthy manipulation, because manipulation, lack of transparency, can have a healthy outcome. And revisiting this in the upcoming retrograde will definitely stand and correct these collective themes that are currently playing out right now.